Mark 8:31-38 describes a moment of tension between Peter and Jesus. It came after Jesus spoke openly about what stood on the horizon of his destiny, that he would be rejected, suffer, be killed, and would rise again. Jesus' words were certainly provocative, and Peter rebuked Jesus for speaking them. Maybe, in those moments, he was ashamed of Jesus. Being a Christian entails ascribing to some pretty incredible statements, such as Jesus was born to the Virgin Mary, died a horrendous death upon a cross, was bodily resurrected, and will return. The New Testament also presents morality that may clash with that of wider society and thus be unpopular. It is indeed tempting to just go with the secular flow and practice a safe, more or less anonymous, form of Christianity that doesn't run the risk of incurring the disapproval of others. As the gospel narrative progresses, we will read that, when questioned, Peter will deny ever having known Jesus. So, may I be so bold as to ask, are a large number of us Canadian Christians following in Peter's footsteps? It is a tough question, but I think a necessary one to ponder. According to Statistics Canada, the institutional Christian church is on the numerical decline, even as two-thirds of the population identify themselves as Christians, a phenomenon which stands in sharp contrast to the growing number of believers and new churches in other parts of the world like Africa and China. The reason is simple, yet profound. The Holy Spirit is working in remarkable ways to bring people to faith in Jesus, and to unashamedly and boldly proclaim him as Savior. Each of us who claim Christ as Lord are called afresh to take a stand, renounce the forces that draw us from God, including our own fear, indifference, apathy, and embarrassment, and to renew our commitment to the Lord who has given us everything already so that we would share and live in this most wonderful gift. Let us pray that God gives us the strength to do so.